Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. If you ask most people who or what saves us, their response would be Jesus. And that would be true. This morning I'd like to share some scripture with you that reveals there are several things also that saves us. In Matthew 4 verse 4, Jesus says that it is by every word. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." In Matthew 1, verse 21, the scripture says that it is by Jesus. "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." In Ephesians 2, verses 5 through 8, the scripture reveals that it is by grace that we're saved. "Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." In Ephesians 1, verse 7, it says that it is by Jesus' blood that we're saved. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." In Hebrews 11, verse 6, the passage tells us that it is by faith. "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." In Luke 13, verse 3, it says that we will perish if we do not repent. "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." In Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, we learn that we must confess. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. In Mark 16, verse 16, Jesus tells us that we must be baptized. "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." In 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, the scripture tells us plainly that baptism saves us. Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In James 2 and verse 24, it tells us that we are justified by works. "You see that a man is justified by works, and not by faith alone." In 2 Peter 2, verses 20 through 22, it reveals that we must remain faithful. "For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world, by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them, and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, 'A dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to its wallowing in the mire.'" In Philippians 2, verse 12, we learn that we are a part of our salvation. "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.